Welcome to the Down and Dirty Podcast, the ultimate guide to modern midlife dating. I'm your host, Celeste Moore, and I'm here to help you navigate the challenges of today's dating world. Think of me as your female version of Hitch, but better. With over 16 years of experience as a certified image consultant and dating coach, I've got the inside scoop on what women want. In this podcast, we're diving deep into the world of healthy masculinity and modern dating. It's a fast-changing industry, and here you'll find personal stories, expert insights, and candid conversations that will empower you to take control of your dating life. There's never been a better time to achieve your desired outcome, whether it's marriage, finding a significant other, securing a life partner, or simply regaining your dating confidence. We're here with you twice a week to explore the viewpoints and challenges in today's dating arena that resonate with every man seeking dating success and love. So let's dive into today's episode. We've got an exciting discussion lined up for you. Get ready for the double D's of dating, where dating dilemmas turn into dating triumphs. Welcome everybody to another episode of the Down and Dirty Podcast, where we dive deep into personal journeys and challenges that shape us. I'm your host, Celeste Moore. And today we're exploring a topic that touches many, but it's seldom discussed as openly as it should be. The midlife struggles that men face. Yes, that cliche word, midlife crisis. Well, whether you're approaching this phase, you're smack in the middle of it, or you're just curious about what lies ahead, well, this episode is for you, crafted for you to guide and inspire you. Now, I use that word midlife crisis, but I honestly hate that word. But we all think of something when that word is used. We all have our little picture that pops up in our head. And what is that? To me, it's a guy driving a brand new Corvette, top down. He's starting to bald. Maybe he's not in shape anymore. And it really has like an ugly name, and it's giving me an ugly picture because that's not fair, right? Not everybody, when they hit midlife, go through a crisis, and not everybody buys flashy cars or makes drastic life changes. But you could, but for many men, the reality is more complex, and frankly, it's more interesting. It's not just a phase to fear or to joke about. It's a significant chapter of growth and realignment. Now, that sentence right there, I want you to think about it. It is a significant chapter of growth and realignment. Think about it. It can be your 40s, 50s, even your 60s. What's happening at that point in your personal life? Let's say home life. Maybe your children are going off to college and you're going to be experiencing what it's like to be an empty nester. For 18 years plus, you have raised children and you've been a full-time career man, you have been a father, and now part of that element is, yeah, day-to-day fathering is not going to exist for you. That's one thing. Maybe you and your wife are hitting a place in your relationship that's stale, and you're not quite as happy, you don't feel quite as desired, you're not quite sure what it will take, but you're definitely not that happy in your relationship. And it could be your professional life, right? Maybe you've plateaued in your career and you're figuring out what's going to be next for you in the 20, 30 years that you have left to work. Is this truly what's going to make you happy where you're at right now? Or could you be doing something maybe that you're passionate about? Maybe you've always wanted to explore some type of career, but you never did because, you know, you had a great career and a job that paid the bills and provided for your family. And now things are shifting. So what does midlife look like for men? Like I said, it typically hits in the 40s and 50s. And you might feel a sense of restlessness, maybe questioning your achievements or the path that you took to get where you're at right now. And maybe you're noticing changes in your physical health as well as other relationships with, like I said, your partner, your children, maybe even your friends. Maybe this circle is starting to change for you. It's also a time that, like I said, your career could be under scrutiny for whatever reason, whether it's you or your boss, or you've just, like I said, plateaued. But I want you to understand, this is the inspiring part. All that sounds like, oh God, there's, you know, we get to a point in our life where change is harder and harder. And especially as we get older and we come to midlife, we're so used to things a certain way, even if they're not what we want, even if it's not fulfilling, change is hard. But I want you to hear me when I say this, change can be easy. I feel like it is a lot of mindset, but midlife is also an incredible opportunity for self-discovery and reinvention. It's a chance to recalibrate those goals, your passions, and life direction. When I talk about dating in midlife, that is so inspiring to me. You get to choose your partner based on no pressures from family or religion, or, you know, you've got to marry this person to raise a family. You're past that. You're beyond, I hope, the family producing ages. And now this is an exciting time for you to rediscover yourself. You get to like create whatever you want. And to me, that is so liberating and empowering. You don't have anyone telling you what to do with your life other than yourself. And this is such a great time to sit down and look at all the areas of your life. Are you satisfied in your career? Are you satisfied in your partnership? Are you satisfied where you're at with your family relationships and your friendships? And do you have hobbies that you're passionate about? You get to look at all the pie pieces and you get to decide where you can create new goals or try new things. This is a very exciting time in your life because now, even if you do change careers, like you have what it takes, you have everything under your belt, you have things, you know people, you hopefully have made money in your career thus far to make a shift, to do something that you truly love. Life is too short to be miserable, to live in a life that is unfulfilling. But let me tell you, the rude awakening is that it's your choice whether or not you are living that fulfilling life. It's not anybody's fault but yourselves. And it's also your responsibility to create your own happiness. So how can you navigate these changes successfully? First, embrace the journey. Acknowledge the feelings of uncertainty or loss, because those are normal, but a sign also that you're ripe for growth, babies. Yes, you are. When you feel that uncomfortable feeling, ooh, go with it. I promise you, that's when change is going to happen. When life feels easy, that's when you're dying. That's when you have given up. And I'm not saying life should be a struggle every day, but life should be challenging. You should be learning a new language, learning a new hobby, exploring things that maybe 20 years ago you wanted to do and you never did because of whatever, XYZ excuse or situation. Well, guess what? You have no excuses for how your life turns out. And I promise you that you can have support with that too. Talk about it, whether it's with your friends, your family, or in a professional environment, or your partner. There's someone in your life who is going to gladly listen to the things that you want to talk about, the things that you want to explore. And you don't always have to do these alone. There may be people in your circle, your inner circle, that want to try some things with you. And that could be amazing. But you're not all alone in this. And sharing your thoughts can be incredibly freeing and enlightening. So guys, I want you to get past this notion of you sharing your worries or uncertainties or possibilities. Open up more, talk more. I know that's foreign to you. Some guys are very comfortable with speaking, and other guys, it's a struggle because they grew up with the feeling and the notion that they're supposed to, you know, dampen their feelings, put them in the bucket or put them inside, push it down, and don't talk about it because that's not the manly thing to do. Well, guess what? When you talk about your feelings, you are presenting your vulnerable self, which is a beautiful thing. Being vulnerable doesn't mean you have to cry. Being vulnerable is strength. So acknowledge that. Acknowledge where you're at right now in this journey and start exploring the possibilities that could be so exciting for you. And next, I want you to prioritize your health, because physical changes are inevitable. If they already haven't started happening, let me tell you, they're coming. And how you respond to them is in your hands. So make sure you're healthy. Go to the doctor, get your checkups, work out, move your body. Start knowing your limitations too, right? You're not 20 anymore and can't do backflips off of your snowboard. And if you are, then you're an athlete and you've continued to strengthen your body. But know that also you're going to have to regularly exercise, regularly eat a balanced diet, and sufficient rest is non-negotiable. Are you taking vitamins? Are you taking supplements? Do you know your physical limitations? Do you know things that are going on with your body? The more knowledge you have of the changes you're going through, the better you're at, the more empowered you are, because knowledge is power. And these are your fuel for your midlife journey, right? Health, wellness, strategies, goals. Make sure you have those people in your life that support you and are listening to you and allow you to go down this journey of unknown, of uncertainty, but of excitement and possibility at the same time. Now, I also want you to start prioritizing your passions. Reconnect with or discover new hobbies or interests that ignite your spirit. For some people, it's building airplanes. For some, it's playing a sport that they want to play again, a team sport. Maybe it's trying something that you never had tried before. And this is not about filling every minute of the day. It's about enriching your life with meaning and joy. Because at this age too, this part of your life, you can get depressed because maybe you're unfulfilled. You don't have that purpose. You don't have those meaningful conversations, or you don't have that joy that's sparked in you anymore. So set those new goals, ones that truly resonate with who you are at this stage of your life. These can be career related. It can be personal. It can be professional. It can be something entirely new, like learning a skill, or it can be volunteering. But I think the happiness comes from purpose. And if you don't know what that purpose is, get strategic. Start writing small goals down, then bigger goals. And as you start taking this direction, you know, you may pivot, which is okay. Look, I'm 47 and I'm pivoting every day, every week. Sometimes it's a little obnoxious because I have so many ideas and so many goals and aspirations. But at the same time, my life has passion and excitement and purpose, and I'm driven, and it feels truly amazing. And every day I wake up with this feeling, and it doesn't happen overnight. It's taken me years and years and years to course correct and pivot, and that's okay. And I don't care that I'm 47 and still figuring shit out, because I don't know when you ever stop figuring shit out. I think if you're living, you're always learning. And if you're at a point where you feel like I'm not growing, I'm not living, then I promise you, you're dying. So start getting intentional with your life, because you can have such an amazing experience going through these ages and going through reinvention. It doesn't have to be so crazy big like I'm talking about. It can be little things. But if you need help during this navigation time of your life, reach out to a coach like myself, or a therapist, or a life coach, or anyone that you can create a plan of action with so that you can find your purpose and your direction. But listen, thank you. As we wrap up, remember that midlife isn't a crisis to be managed, but a transition to be navigated with intention and courage. It really does take courage and bravery. And it's your time to reshape your life into one that brings you the most happiness and fulfillment. We get one life, guys. Make it really beautiful. Leave the legacy for your family. What are you leaving when you leave this earth? Are they going to remember you? So take a moment today and reflect on where you are where you want to be. Make one small change this week toward that new goal or your passion. Join me next time as we continue and explore pathways to lead to personal growth and transformation. So thanks again for tuning in today. I'm your host, Celeste Moore. And until then, keep moving forward. Keep exploring. As always, stay inspired. If you enjoyed today's episode and want to support podcasts like ours, then please hit that subscribe button, leave a 5-star rating, and/or invite others to listen. Your support is what helps us grow and continue to bring you valuable content. Thanks for hanging out with us on today's episode. Let's stay connected. You can find me on Instagram at Celeste Moore Image, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on today's discussion. For all the links, resources, and additional information mentioned in this episode, check out the show notes on my website, celestemoore.com. That's all for now, but stay tuned for our next episode where we'll dive into more exciting topics. Until then, see you next time, friends.